Gmail Podcast. Contact pictures.
This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Welcome to the Gmail Podcast, a collection of short hints, tips, and tricks to help you get more from your Gmail account. I'm your host, Chuck Tomasi. Thank you for joining me today. If you're listening to this by clicking directly on the icon on the website, consider subscribing for free to get the show automatically delivered to you. Just download Apple iTunes and go to www.chuckchat.com and click on the image that says Subscribe iTunes next to the Gmail Podcast banner. It's quick, free, and easy. Gmail now has pictures to help you identify your contacts. Whether you are using Quick Contacts to the left of the conversation index or the full contact list, simply cursor over the name and leave it there for 3 or 4 seconds, and you'll see a picture appear in the dialog box. If the person hasn't set a picture, you'll get a generic silhouette. If you don't like the picture they've chosen, you can put your own in its place by editing the contact information and choosing the radio button to select your choice instead of theirs. Simply click on the contact name, and then click Edit Contact Information. To set your own picture, click on Settings in the upper right-hand corner of the screen. On the General tab, you'll see a setting titled My Picture. To upload a picture, click on Change. You can upload JPEG, GIF, Windows Bitmap, or PNG formats. Use the Browse button to navigate to the suitable picture on your own computer. I recommend keeping the resolution under 150 by 150 pixels. When you've selected the picture, click Upload Picture, and you're all set. Again, this is a new feature as of mid-May 2006, so it is being rolled out to the Gmail users with the US English language settings first. It will be rolled out to the rest of the Gmail community over time. Here's today's quick tip. If you're sending an email to another Gmail user, you don't need the @gmail.com in the to, CC, or BCC fields. If I want to send mail to Craig, and I normally put craig@gmail.com, I can simply put Craig and move on to another address with a comma or go to the next field. That's all the time we have for this week. If you still haven't done so, stop by the website and click on the Frapper link or go to frapper.com/gmail and let me know where you are in the world. Comments, suggestions, or Gmail invite requests can be sent to gpodcast@gmail.com. I have no affiliation with Google other than as a satisfied Gmail user. This show is supported by listener donations from listeners like you. Visit the website at www.chuckchat.com. This show is a proud member of friendsintech.com. Join the discussions for all the member shows at forums.friendsintech.com. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to write.
You've got Gmail.